Joining us right now is a guy that I turn to at this time every year because he's a guy that I have immense respect for. You can find his work and his books at draftinsiders.com. For those who want a scout's breakdown of all the players in the draft, broken down by position, you can get the book online. You can have it shipped to you. He's a nationally known football scout, worked in the NFL for a bunch of years. He's seen them all since Moses was in short pants, for crying out loud. My man Frank Coyle has been breaking down football players for decades. He of draftinsiders.com, and he joins me here on the Gress Show on CBS Sports Radio. Frank, great to talk to you, my friend. How are you, sir?
Great to be with you, Gresh. Thanks for the pub.
Well, I mean, you're the best. It is the NFL draft publication that the pro scouts buy. And God, Frank, I've been dying to talk to you about these quarterbacks because I know you've seen a bunch of them in your near 40 years of doing this. And let's just jump right into it. Let's start with Sam Darnold of USC. Frank, you're hearing the rumblings. I'm hearing them from people as well that it looks like Cleveland may have settled in on Sam Darnold as the number one pick. How do you view Sam Darnold of USC?
Geez, I like him quite a bit. You know, Sam's only a third-year sophomore, so hopefully he gets in a situation where he can sit a year. But the kid's got a Matt Stafford type of ability. I think he's got that body type, that type of quick release. I think especially the Browns, after trading out of the top two pick 2 years ago when they passed on Wentz and Goff. I don't think they can move out of that number one hole. And Sam Darnold's my number one quarterback. And I think he's got a chance to be an elite quarterback if given a little time to settle in and develop, but a really good-looking prospect.
Hey, Frank, I'm curious from you because we would, you know, look for the senior quarterback. Like, I remember when Peyton Manning stayed the extra year, and it was, boy, he doesn't need the seasoning, but it's good that he's getting it. Now, kids like Sam Darnold are third-year sophomores, but they're playing in very sophisticated offenses that now the NFL is kind of adapting some of their schemes to. You don't have to be a senior anymore to be a great quarterback, do you? Or do you, as a scout, still look at it and say, man, I wish he would just play one more year?
You know, I think it depends on the system he gets in and what's around him. I always subscribe to the theory that you have to put any young quarterback in a situation where he can be successful. Can you protect him? Do you have a ground game? Are you going to allow him to, are you going to ask him to do too much? Now, we saw Darnold last year at Southern Cal with a weaker supporting cast in 2017. He struggled and made mistakes early last fall. And Josh Rosen also fell into that category with a weaker supporting cast. So I think so much depends on, they're going to tell you in camp how ready they are. And you have to evaluate, is the ground game there? We saw what Dak Prescott was able to do as a rookie with the Cowboys. Now, that's the optimum situation where a great offensive line and Zeke Elliott obviously coming in and rushing for 1,500 yards. But I think training camp will tell people where the person is, and I don't think there's anything wrong with waiting until November or sitting the year to let things, the game slow down for you, so to speak.
The head of Draft Insiders Digest, you can find his work at draftinsiders.com. Frank Coyle with me here on the Gress Show on CBS Sports Radio. I know you have the two Joshes and Baker Mayfield. Who is your number two quarterback in this draft, Frank?
I think Rosen at this particular point. He's really developed quarterback, quick release, kind of more advanced reading coverage, somewhat frail. He's had two concussions, so there's some caution there. But a pretty developed quarterback for being a junior, and I think he's a guy the Jets at three really have earmarked if he's still on the board. But maybe related to the underclassmen, maybe the most ready of the underclassmen to play next year in the NFL.
What are your thoughts on Josh Allen? I love him, Frank, in part because he's big, he's strapping, he can drive the ball down the field. I don't know if he played with the highest level of talent around him at Wyoming, which I do think complicates that evaluation process. What do you make of Josh Allen?
Boy, what he's the prototypical quarterback, you know, a Ben Roethlisberger type, cannon of an arm, can make the deep throws. Came from the spread offense. Lack of competition is certainly a concern. And I think Josh Allen's an example of a guy that needs to sit his rookie year. But, boy, when the light goes off, you know, he might be a top five NFL quarterback when it's all said and done. So the teams at the top have to decide about how patient they want to be for a Josh Allen. If you're willing to allow him to sit a year, you could have the gem of this draft class.
Yeah, Frank, it kind of feels like that if Josh Allen went to a big-name brand school and played in a Power 5 league, that considering the physical ability, people might have been a little higher on him if he played somewhere other than Wyoming. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think so. If he was a Pac-10 kid or if he Big Ten and you know, proved that, I think teams like Buffalo and Cleveland would be all over him, and you know, need some time. But boy, this kid's got all the package, you know, physical, mental. The operable word there is, you know, he needs some time to refine his game and settle in to a pro style system and not a spread offense. I think that's a huge factor related to his readiness at the next level.
Frank Coyle, former NFL scout. He's been a football scout forever. He is the publisher of Draft Insiders Digest, which is in its 27th season. His website is draftinsiders.com. With me here on The Gress Show on CBS Sports Radio, Baker Mayfield's a guy who's produced at a high level. I love the game tape, Frank. There's a lot there to like, but I know he's 6'1". I know people worry about the emotion. How do you see Baker Mayfield?
Geez, he's a guy that I've really warmed up to over time. You know, I tend to look at prototypical numbers, which usually hold up, but Mayfield has very quick feet and a very quick release. And what experience as a senior has done for him, he's allowed to get a little bit more advanced reading coverage. He slides very well in the pocket, which he can create some passing lanes, has a fairly high release point. So, you know, I think we're looking at a guy that you could probably put in the category of a Russell Wilson, mobility, and extremely accurate. The kid completed 70% of his passes in college. Another player, obviously, that came out of a spread offense, but I think he's really showing me a lot of skills that he could play as a rookie and do fairly well. And the height necessarily may not be such a deterrent in his case.
Well, you know, and sometimes your want to and your battle level can help you overcome a lot of that. I've been telling a lot of people, Frank, that if Baker Mayfield were 6'4", people might put him at the top of this draft, but it says 6'1", and that's why he's got to have that chip on his shoulder. And yes, it can drive him to at times do some silly things, but boy, it drives him to be a great football player, and you can't buy that regardless of how great the prospect is.
Yeah, I like Baker's grit. You know, there's some immaturity over the last year or two, but it's not I think he's outgrown that in so many respects, and I think the kid has matured to the point that he's being scrutinized. He knows a lot goes with the position. You're the face of the franchise if you come in and start in the NFL, so I think that's forced him to grow up in a lot, and that's part of the game. You have to have that mental toughness. There aren't many quarterbacks who have gone into Ohio State and won. Baker Mayfield did it, and that's huge. I mean, that's an NFL arena type setting, and Baker Mayfield went in and beat the Buckeyes, and the talent that club has been putting out for the last 4 years under Urban Meyer is amazing. So that really, to me, was a real breakout threshold type of game for Mayfield.
DraftInsiders.com, Frank Coyle with me here on The Gress Show on CBS Sports Radio. Before I get to the other guys in this draft, there are two other quarterbacks I want to ask you about. Your thoughts on Mason Rudolph of Oklahoma State, and then Lamar Jackson. Supposedly he's been difficult to get a hold of. He didn't run a 40 at his pro day. Your thoughts on both of those athletes?
Mason Rudolph's a kid that... good arm, not a monster arm, but a good arm. He's lost some weight this year, so he's a pocket passer, so he had to improve his mobility, and he has. I think he's a mature kid, and I think if in a pro setting, I think he's going to do real well behind a good where he plays with a clean pocket. He needs that because he's not going to win a lot with his feet outside the pocket. But I think in due time, year two, year three, I think Mason's going to be a starting NFL quarterback. Lamar Jackson, a terrific athlete. I'm not sure what he's done with all this agent rumors and things like that, but it certainly has hurt him. Another kid that's been somewhat hindered by a spread offense, I think he's almost... because of the fact he's so athletic, he's a 4.3 athlete. He rushed for over 4,000 yards, which is unheard of. So it's kind of like Michael Vick type running skills. But he has not progressed in the pocket in the sense of going to his second option. If his first option is covered, he's running the ball and was highly successful doing that. But that's not going to cut it in the NFL. So there's a real learning curve that he has to go into in the NFL, reading coverage and going through his progressions and adjusting accordingly rather than one call and out. You certainly have seen RG3 and how he wasn't able to hold up as a scrambling quarterback. And Jackson's going to have to realize it's similar body types, by the way. Jackson's going to have to really develop in the pocket before he can start in the NFL. But a terrific athlete and a kid, somewhat penalized by the offense that he played in college.
Frank, regardless of position, who is the best player in this draft?
Barkley, the running back from Penn State. He's been my number one player since September, and I've never had a reason to move him. He's... We're starting to have some really blue-chip running backs come out. Elliott 2 years ago, Leonard Fournette last year, both of which had major impact on their teams. And I rate Barkley higher. The kid is he's a monster, strong athlete, 4.4 guy, catches everything, runs inside, runs outside. I think he's a terrific leader, and I think whoever gets Barkley – is going to get a locker room presence that you rarely get, a Jerry Rice type of teammate that really can elevate and take other people's level up a notch. And
Frank, let me jump in because I want to know if you agree with me on this. You hit the nail on the head when you said we've had a couple of real blue chip running backs coming into the league, and Barkley's another one of them. I know it used to be, well, in the later rounds, I can find an Alvin Kamara or someone like that. I think, Frank, the way teams should be looking at it is, yeah, if I'm in the upper part of the draft and I need a guy and he can come in and play right away, why wouldn't I draft him? I get 5 years of very reasonable money. I'm going to get his best 5 years in his career. If I throw a franchise tag on him for 1 year afterwards, it's still a bargain, and then somebody can pay him later down the road. You know, the way it used to be that we valued quarterbacks and defensive ends, I'm wondering, because of the running back's ability to catch the ball out of the backfield now, if guys like Barkley should be considered among the top three picks and people not coming up with reasons to not draft a running back. Like, it's an elite player who's a plug-and-play type guy. I don't know why drafting someone like that in the top five would be such a bad thing.
I don't think so either. And, Barkley's a three-down guy and just so mature in his game and as a human being that He's going to be a difference maker, and there aren't many of those. He's a generational type running back, in my opinion. We might have to go back to Adrian Peterson to find a better back. And I think we've seen, even though the evolution of the passing game has been so prominent in the NFL, we've seen teams that they can't run the clock out in the fourth quarter because they've played this spread offense and so forth. Barkley's going to be able to do that for you. He's going to be a weapon in every aspect of the game. And when you have a player of that type of multi-purpose skills, he can just give you so much. He can be really a player that takes a 500 club and makes him a playoff team. And that's, to me, that's a huge impact.
Folks, if you want expert breakdown of these athletes coming out of college football into the NFL, you got to go to draftinsiders.com. All you have to do is click on Order Publications, and it'll take you right to the page. You could get Frank's yearbook or the yearbook package or the draft or the deluxe package as well, where you get stuff after the draft, teams report, thing like that. Go check it out, draftinsiders.com. It's where I get all of my intel and breakdown from Frank, who is the best in the game at doing it. I really appreciate you, Frank. We'll probably do it again before the draft. Hope you're well. Talk to you soon.
Great. Thanks so much. And your book comes out next week, and hope to speak to you before the draft, Gresh.
Yeah, we definitely will, Frank. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. There goes Frank Quill, draftinsiders.com. And I'm waiting for my yearbook to hit my mailbox. I go through it all the time. You know what I do? I put it in the hopper. So when I'm in the can, I'm reading about these prospects.